and then before Eddie could reply, "Yes, it's quite nice. Whether you call it Divar Toy, the big prison, or Algol Siento, it looks a treat. It is a treat." "Very classy Okamos," Dinky agreed. Even Stanley was looking down at the sunlit community with an expression of faint longing. "The food is the best," Ted went on, "and the double feature at the Gem Theater changes twice a week. If you don't want to go to the movies, you can bring the movies home on DVDs." "What are those?" Eddie asked, then shook his head. "Never mind, go on." Ted shrugged, as if to say, "What else do you need?" "Absolutely astral sex, for one thing," Dinky said. "It's sim, but it's still incredible. I made it with Marilyn Monroe, Madonna, and Nicole Kidman all in one week." He said this with a certain uneasy pride. "I could have had them all at the same time if I'd wanted to. The only way you can tell they're not real is to breathe directly on them from close up. When you do, the part you blow on kinda disappears. It's unsettling." "Booze? Dope?" Eddie asked. "Booze in limited quantities," Ted replied. "If you're into enology, for instance, you'll experience fresh wonders at every meal."
"What's enology?" Jake asked.
"The science of wine snobbery, sugar bun," Susanna said. "If you come to Blue Heaven addicted to something," Dinky said, "they get you off it. Kindly. The one or two guys who proved especially tough nuts in that area." His eyes met Ted's briefly. Ted shrugged and nodded. "Those dudes disappeared." "In truth, the low men don't need any more breakers," Ted said. "They've got enough to finish the job right now." "How many?" Roland asked.
"About 300, Dinky said.
307, to be exact," Ted said. "We're quartered in 5 dorms, although that word conjures the wrong image. We have our own suites, and as much or as little contact with our fellow breakers as we wish."